This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'. Pop.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real-ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD.
And this is episode 179 of the Oprah Rose Show. I feel like it's been a really long time.
At YouTube in the back.
No.
Okay.
What's she watching?
Yeah, sorry. Baby Shark stuff.
Oh. Baby Shark. Yeah. It's giving real like it's giving real ghetto over here because my mother is watching Ready to Love and it is so loud. I just left another room where like CNN was bumping. Clearly I'm home. So yeah, it's giving a lot of background distraction. So thanks for staying with us. As usual, tell a friend. Continue to write in all your stories, your hotels.
Yes.
Obviously, like, rate, subscribe. Tell us why you like us, why you don't like us, whatever it is. This is also the last week for our giveaway for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is this week. Like, what?
Valentine's Day is this week. I remember our Valentine's Day episode from last year, and it was such a fucking mess. So I hope everybody, and it was, like, collectively a fucking mess for people. So I really hope that people have a way better Valentine than what Valentine.
And shout out to our party that we had last year. The people deserved the part two.
We did. I forgot. We had Love It. What was it? Love It or what was the name?
It was Ready. Ready to Love. A Time for Love or a text back.
I thought it was Ready to Love.
Ready to love.
Love own Jesus.
A lot of it's funny because when I put up the memory last weekend of the event, people were responding like, "Yo, that was the last night that I was able to have a good time."
It was one of the last nights.
Yeah, it was. That was such a fun time. Damn, that
we
was
had
like
a whole line outside. Like it was like you had to have been there within the first 30 minutes of the party starting, or you was not getting in.
Also, Vandal's clothes. Like, it's just a completely different world we live in.
Yeah.
It's given craziness.
To her.
Yeah. So make sure you follow our social pages because there's a lot going on and that we don't want you to miss it.
Yes.
Also, shout out to our sponsors, G-Job. And I don't know if we can or cannot say it. So I'm like,
of course.
Shout out to Remy. Yes. Shout out to Black owned condom brand B Condoms. What is it? Bcondoms.com.
Yes. Bcondoms.com.
Bcondoms.com. Keep it safe. Although I was going to say, I was actually reading also that there are less babies being born in the pandemic than there were before, where it seems like the reverse and everybody's having kids, but like there are way less babies being born.
Wow. That's good.
I agree, but apparently it's bad for like nature and whatnot. I don't know. It was a New York Times article. I don't know.
I don't trust the white man talking about us having babies. I don't really trust them, but
And this is actually just in general. You know, it was like not even just for Black people, it was in general just how less and less people are having babies versus obviously even I think it was based on 4 years ago. And so now it's like also just knowing more, they're like people are having babies later.
I just thought that overpopulation was more of an issue because people were living longer, you know.
So they're looking at it basically from like at 2050 or whatever, like it's going to be harder, I think, for other people to be able to collect on like Social Security, because there aren't going to be enough people working. So this is not like a thing that's affecting us in the next like, 10 right, years. Yeah, right. Yeah, this is something that's like 30 to 40 years down the line.
But I thought they said we wasn't even going to get it. Like our generation.
Look, I'm like, apparently not. I don't even get it. I don't trust the government for none of that type of shit at all, because I'm still waiting on a semi. I read a review today. I was telling G, I actually bought like a wig from Jada Weta. Don't judge me. And the review said...
She designs wigs now?
No, she just added them. And the review said, I love this wig. I can't wait to get my second stimmy from Biden so I can get another one. And I was like, release my people from the shackles of stimmies, please. Just give everybody a higher wage.
You know, it's a little extra coin in that pocket.
Give everyone a higher wage.
Just give everyone a
but
higher wage.
But the stimmy is like back pay, so they still need to run that and then pay us some more. And then I also want to draw attention to the fact that Daryl is drinking green juice out of a wine glass. I love it.
I had a very Henny night last night, so I am detoxing my body, and a way of me wanting to drink this green juice is I had to put it in a wine glass.
I like that. Yeah. I put different things in like fancy glasses to make me drink it too.
You know, to make me feel like I'm drinking something, but I ain't drinking a goddamn thing today.
I love it. She's so classy. I know it's giving hungover. It's okay. You got your little shawl on.
It's cold.
Oh, we have to introduce our guest, Lord.
Oh no, I was getting the other one. I was gonna say, we're gonna start. Our guest is probably sitting here, like, all right, y'all, shit. Like... I'm hungover. let's get this fucking show on the road. Jesus. Orlando. From Hard or Soft Pod, welcome.
Yay!
The show.
What's going on? I'm so happy to be here. I've been offering y'all. I'll pay for a guest feature.
Oh my God! No, you have not.
I told TT, like, when am I coming on? But she ignored me.
No, I did not. Shut up. No, we were like, I was like, now is that perfect? It's perfect. You know, timing, aligning.
And the day this episode comes out, it's its birthday. So also happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm finally over the hill. Finally hitting 30.
Oh. Girl, you know, this is a show of people all over the age of 30, so we will not do that.
What's a hill?
Right.
I'm getting to the top of the hill. I heard like, the 30s is like when all the great things start happening.
The top of the hill to me is like 60. Like 40, I heard, it's even just like you're even more financially secure, obviously, and like have your shit together. Early 30s is still a mess. I ain't get my shit together until like 30. And I'm sorry, I didn't start getting my shit together until 34 and a half. So,
well, thank you for giving me something to look forward to.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. My shit's
still
like...
not together. We still aspire,
yeah, that's what I said. Started getting it.
Yeah.
So I didn't even realize you weren't 30 yet. Wow.
Yeah, so young.
You were not that you look young, but you know how black people are. I never like you try to so judge us by our face, but you know, I guess content wise, you know,
you're mature. Like, for I really didn't. No, I just assumed you were early 30s.
Oh, stop. The compliments.
Stop. I did. it's your birthday. We got to be nice. Like.
Right? But thank you. I'm looking forward to it all. And I'm happy to be here and everything aligning to drop on my birthday and us, me, the lover boy, talk about Valentine's and stuff like that. It's my favorite holiday, actually.
That's your favorite holiday?
Mm-hmm. A man that celebrates Valentine's Day. Why is it your favorite holiday?
I love love. I'm a sucker for love. Love. And I love like gift giving. Like, I don't even like gift giving for Christmas, but gift giving for Valentine's Day is my thing.
Really? So who's getting a gift from you? Who's getting a gift? And then what are some ideas? I feel like for men and women, like, what would you want to get? And then what would you give?
That's a great question.
Well, I don't have any Valentine's this year.
Oh. You don't?
No.
You don't have one from over the break, over a Christmas break?
No, nobody from over Christmas break.
You sure?
Right, you
I'm positive.
There was just, you know, some spit exchange that, you know, was just breaking the internet that, you know, right? I just figured.
Right, you was just having fun.
Yeah, that's, I love that kind of fun too, I get it.
Okay.
We have, me and that person, we have a bond, but it's not a relationship. But it's great. Okay. We still talk all the time. But I would say gift giving. I think one of the best gifts I've ever given was I got like a bunch of different cards. I was with my girlfriend at the time for like maybe like 7 or 8 months. So I got a card, and in all the cards, I wrote like something special that happened like the first month of when we were together, the second month, third month. And then I went to Papyrus and the store in Soho, and I got a box, and I got the box like custom gift wrapped. And I put like all the cards like inside the box, and like an eighth of weed for her because she smoked. And that was my gift like for her.
That's so thoughtful.
I know, right? And they say men don't give gifts and shit like that, right?
Yeah, like that is so thoughtful. I like that because it's a gift that's more personal. I feel like when people think about Valentine's Day, I think that's a holiday where people, you know, your chocolate, your lingerie, like it's more of like these sexual tangible things, whereas like what you did was more around like personal and like a mind stimulation. So that's so cute.
What would you like to receive? I guess guys in general, because, you know, they always say that, or I don't want to say they always say, I guess more like Valentine's
Men.
Day tends to be more
for
of an
women only.
On women. Yes. Yeah. What would you like to see from a male's perspective being a gift that's given to you? How can a woman show her creativity outside of sex? Because, you know, we like to joke and say that, you know, we'll wrap ourselves up and that be the gift and it just be the same pussy, which is, you know, that's fine. But is there anything else
with a bow on it?
Okay. Right, with a bow on it, you pull out a new trick that you only pull out on his birthday or something, you know.
On our podcast, fun enough, we always say that pussy isn't a gift. Unless like there's you're bringing more pussy in the bedroom, so
two or more is a gift.
Yeah, one two or not. More is a gift.
What if you've never done? What if there was something you've never done and they wanted to do that? Like, I don't know, to make it easy, like anal play or whatever. Like, say you've never done that or with this partner, and like, okay, maybe I'll try this. Is that considered a gift?
Yeah, if it's wrapped, if it's wrapped in like. Explore it the right way, then yeah, that can be a gift also in my eyes. For me, I would actually like something. I like simplicity in like gifts. So if we did something, but like make it creative. So I like picnics and like sleepovers and like little things like that. So if we like, I don't know, I came to your house and like you built like a little pillow fort, and you know, we just had snacks and just like watched a movie together. Like that would be great for me.
That's or if it was so sweet.
Yeah. That is so sweet.
I don't believe in this bullshit. I don't know.
I don't know, Orlando. That's me. Like I like things that could just like ease my mind, or you're taking away from some kind of like whatever that I'm thinking about. So if I have one less thing to think about, or one less thing I have to prepare for, or do, or whatever, and you do that for me. And bring some kind of comfort or whatever, then that's all I ever need in a gift.
Do you know your love languages? It sounds like you're an acts of service.
You were literally reading my mind.
Person.
Actually, my love language is what's the one with the words? We tell people
words
nice
of
things.
Affirmation.
Words of affirmation. So even in sex, I like being told like I'm doing like good. I call it like the good boy syndrome. So, you know, you pet a dog and be like, oh, you're such a good boy. Like, I love that kind of shit. So, like, if we're having sex and you're like, yo, you feel great, you feel amazing, and you really have, like, great verbiage on, like, how you're expressing, like, how we're having sex, that shit makes me come like that.
You come on, use your words. So let's, okay, hard or soft? Y'all definitely have the most, probably, explorative podcast.
Oh, what
there.
A compliment. Thank you. That's the first time I heard that.
It is definitely, because I'd be like, oh, wow. Okay. How did y'all even start this? Like, how did we get here?
So, Tahoe being the mad genius that he is, from me just working with So Shameless and then just becoming friends. I was always friends with Dodge, but becoming more friends with Tahoe, Trauma, and even me and Dodge becoming closer. Them just getting to know me. And then I went on an episode of So Shameless. And they always say, like, on the show, like, Tahoe's always selling dick on the show. And then I get on the show and I basically kind of like outsold Dick, like the way I was.
Two or more, right?
But the way I was talking about sex and how detailed and descriptive I was and how open I am, it was like, I think it really set like off a light bulb in Tao's head. And then January 1st, 2020, I started my own OnlyFans. So I wanted to do that to like explore like using male sex toys. And I want to like spread awareness, comfort and education with men using sex toys. And I felt like doing that would help men understand women and sexuality more so they could become better partners and then ultimately treat women better.
That doing like, the people's work. Yeah.
I was like, it's not giving Aquarius.
Culture.
He's giving big cancer rising vibes. That's what I was thinking. Because Aquarius don't care about nothing. The fact that you are also doing this to educate. I told you, very exploratory.
Personal.
Yeah.
It's not just personal. Yeah, you're out here doing the Lord's work.
Right. I listened to one episode of the podcast. I'm catching up right now. And you have 45 sex toys?
Probably. I don't think it's 45, like, but I have like. I definitely have more than 15, maybe more than 15, like maybe in the 20 range.
Can you show us your favorite?
Yeah, 1 second.
Yeah, because when I was listening to this and they were like just describing, I think it was like whips in particular, like there's different types of whips just based on like the length of them.
Okay. So this one actually might be my favorite. I call her Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Kim is just like a little butt.
Him is a butt with a hole. Mm-hmm. Two holes.
She has a vagina. She has a vagina and an anal.
Oh my gosh. And so that is obviously, well, you could use that with a partner, self-pleasure, partner, do whatever. Okay. So Kim can be okay.
Yeah. So Kim is my little sex butt that I enjoy fucking from time to time. But then I also have like strokers. So it's like a masturbation toy, but
sorry, I didn't mean to.
And now she laughing.
No, not in this instance. That thing. Oh my god.
Are you laughing from personal experience?
I am. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So one of them is like.
Oh my god.
One of them is this toy called like the Hummer. And basically, you put your dick in it and then you could just hold it and you can masturbate with it. And it has grooves on the inside. So it like stimulates the shaft and stimulates the head. Mm. But there is like an opening on the top. And if you put your thumb on the top to stop the oxygen from going in, it squeezes a little bit on the dick. And so as you're jerking off, it's like, it creates a suction. It's a suction on the dick with the shaft and on the shaft in the head and with the grooves on the inside. Whew. Shit is magical.
I was like, if you like the toy more than me, just say so. Like,
oh, is it from?
It was a one and done. It was definitely
wait.
One and done.
Is it from when I sent them one?
Yes.
Oh my god!
I really think it's in the.
I still fuck with it to this day.
I think it's in the trash. I honestly think. I think he threw it out. He was like, "No."
Want me to tell you a secret?
Trash. Yes.
He said it's under the bed.
I'm dead. Is it? I don't even know. When I moved, I don't even know. I think it was in the trash because I moved. It might be.
He was like, that shit is the devil, get it away from me.
Yeah, and the thing about toys is that they stimulate in a different way than personal contact. Mm-hmm.
Right. So people will ask me, like, is it like pussy? Is it better than pussy? And I was like, it's just different. Like, it's just different types of pleasure. Head, masturbation, toys, sex, all different types of pleasure. And it's just exploring a whole different one.
It slaps different. Remember we had that conversation with a friend? Mm-hmm. Like we were saying that it's like, it's not better or worse, but it slaps different.
It's different.
Like,
because 6'6 Poppy bought me a toy, but I don't use it on myself. He uses it on me, which is funny, but.
You know, it's real vanilla in my household. In my African American household, it is so vanilla. It is not giving anything. Like,
yeah, I've like never used it by myself, but he's always used it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But to basically wrap up the whole story, I started the OnlyFans and
you were ahead of the curve, by the way. You were OnlyFans pioneer back in January.
Yeah, he was.
You can either start the trend or follow the trend, and I'd rather start it.
Trailblazer.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just from starting the OnlyFans, and then Tahoe was just like, yo, we should do a podcast where, like, men are talking about sex. Because, you know, in respect, there's, like, all these podcasts where women are talking about it, but you don't really have a men's podcast. And then the way I go into detail and how open and transparent I am when I talk about sex, he was like, yo, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, I think he was thinking like, oh yeah, we could just come kick it, talk about pussy and da da da. And I was like, nah, we're going to go like more into detail. I wanted more of an outline of like how things are going to be structured. And it's really, just to give some like insight, the way the podcast is structured is like you're having sex. So we start with the foreplay, then the first topic is the hard, and after you get hard and you come or whatever, you're going into the soft. And then that's how I wanted everything to be structured. So it's like we're going through the motions of having sex, and we have our guests on, we're talking to them, warming them up, and then we get into the hard, and then we come down from the soft, and then we do the emails and everything. And it's just based around men talking about sex, but it's about our experiences and how we are learning in this whole like world, because we're building a community, because I have a representation of people that relate to him. Yeah. And we're all just learning, and then it's all helping the women also, because men are being more knowledgeable, like, and everything. Every week we get somebody that's like, yo, love your podcast. It's helped me help me with sex like so much. It helped me and my partner so much. And blah, blah, blah.
I love that. Y'all are really out here doing the work
for the culture.
Literally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you get to be so open? I feel like specifically Black men, especially when you guys said that, and I was like, I feel like even sometimes like white men can be a little bit more expressive and explorative as it comes to sex, but it's a little bit more taboo amongst Black men. So how are you so comfortable?
It's a mix of this is the Aquarius part of me, because I'm so like into myself, so it's a little bit of ego. And I got to a point where I realized that no matter what you do, somebody's gonna feel a way about it anyway, so you might as well do what you want. And then on top of that, like with the whole trend setting and pioneer thing, I realized there are a lot of things that like I would think about, but I wouldn't like want to really express it. And then after a while, like society would catch up, and then everybody will be doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, why am I afraid to go out and do these things when everybody is going to end up eventually doing it once society deems it to be okay? So why am I waiting for society when I might as well do it at my own pace? And then with that, it's just in me where I really don't have any shame. And I think it goes back to like the egotistical part, where it's just like, I'm not worried about what anybody thinks of me, because I'm that comfortable and I know who I am. So it's never a bother about what anybody says or anybody does, because I'm comfortable with myself.
I love that.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard a word.
All of that before 30. Look at that.
All of that before 30.
That the Aquarians are the most enlightened of all the zodiac. So not surprised.
Yeah. And I've been like this, funny enough, for since I've grown and really understood and known myself, basically like my early 20s, I've always been like this. So when my friends are seeing me like with a sex podcast and an OnlyFans, they're just like, that makes sense.
Walking in his truth. Yeah.
Like, this is not surprising in the least bit.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm dropping videos of me spitting in women's mouth in Cabo, they're just like, yeah, we expect this from you.
Okay. So wait, I have a question. Do you guys take user submitted videos and put them on an OnlyFans?
Right. Okay. So, I changed my OnlyFans and we transformed it into the podcast having an OnlyFans. So we're actually the first podcast with an OnlyFans.
Oh, wow. That, okay.
With adult content on it. Yeah. And what we do is we take our submissions from like our listeners, and we will promote them, or it could just be anonymous if they want. So they'll send like photos and they'll send videos. I've seen so many nudes. Like, at this point.
You are desensitized to nudes now?
I'm desensitized to nudes that I don't ask for. Like if I want nudes from somebody that I'm interested in, then I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. But at this point, if I see a dick, if I see I see some pussy and some titties, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, we're gonna put this here. And it doesn't really do much for me. But our OnlyFans is fire because we put on men submissions, women submissions. We have a trans woman that's on our OnlyFans also. So we're inclusive to everybody. And then on top of that, we also film our own content while we record live. So just last episode, we brought in my boy on Instagram. His name is _ARAW, and he's a massage therapist. We brought him in and we had we keep calling them subjects, but I want to find another name, but for the sake of a better term.
I know that sounds like a specimen or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Willing participant.
Yeah. So we had a woman participate and he brought out the his massage table and laid her down and we did a non-sexual but intimate like massage on her. Well, he did a massage on her to show like this is a great way to start up a foreplay for before you have sex and why it's important to not touch like the sexual areas and because it's like a really a great tease. Yeah. But he also showed us like
you want them to touch
it's like,
it.
Right. It's like it's a build up. Right.
Exactly.
It's like when the dude is going down on you and he's licking everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like, bro, if you don't get out the corner of my thigh, like that, but you love that though.
Right.
So he did like stretches on her also, and he showed us like why it's important to like rub the spine, but also rub from like the spine down towards the stomach and not just up and down. Why you don't only want to use your thumb, but he showed us like how to use like your fingertips, how to use your palms, how to when you put your when you ball your fist up and how to rub it on her. I'm thinking about jerking off. Both,
unintended.
And then he also showed like what positions to like put her legs in, if you want to put a pillow on her legs, and how to position her hips. Cause like women, when they're on their back, like their legs up, you could stretch out her hips to help prepare also.
This is, like just helping out with her everyday, just like limber or love, whatever that thing is, lumber, whatever that shit's called. Like, what?
So he showed us everything and like also why it's important. And it made sense. Cause I'm a personal trainer also. So I was like, and we're talking about it. And this is all live while we're recording. And it's just great because it's not things that you really think about, like the average person. So now you come, you listen to Hard or Soft, and we have someone on that is in a world of just like being a masseuse or a massage therapist, and you can still apply your profession to something sexual. And then we transformed it to a way where the everyday person can use it and why it's so important. The work for the culture.
I appreciate y'all showing listeners how to actually give an appropriate massage, because niggas be like, let me give you a massage and just rub your ass. And you be like, dog, this is not like now. Next thing
the elbow.
You know, that's be the little Thai massage. Like, that shit hurts. Exactly. You have to do different pressure points. Like, I've had enough massages to know, like, how I like a massage. Like, be like, that shit hurt. Use your palms.
And I think it's so important, because something that was personally important to me is that we always talk about things that we want to do for the culture. You know, it's a hashtag for the culture. As Black people always talk about, like, for the culture. But the one thing that everybody indulges in but nobody ever wants to talk about is actually sex, and how important sex is for the culture in understanding and being a better partner is in relation to how we speak and how we interact with each other. So now I can have people come on, like a friend of ours, Zeus. So Zeus will come on and we can talk about how different muscle groups activate or whatever for sex. But then we can also get into like the things that Zeus are into. And on our podcast, he told us like how he has like a stranger kink. So he likes to, not likes to, but he'll be okay with like coming in and then they don't even speak to each other, just have sex, and then he just leaves. Like, you were fucking a stranger. Oh. Like, it's fire. And we get this from, like, all our different guests.
Oh, what their kinks are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
That's fun role play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great. So we do a lot of things. And when after, I always say, there hasn't been a guest yet that, like, they started with, like, nah, I'm not really into that. And they ended the show, like, still, like, nah, I'm not into it. Like, everybody's opened up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. From the beginning of our show to the end of it, even the guys next door, I when we were talking, they were like, "What sex toys? That's crazy! You wildin' da da da." And I was like, "Trust me, me, it's gonna be great." And then by the end of it, they were like, "Might not be that bad." And then I gifted them the Hummer sleeve, the male sex toy I was talking about, and they all was just like, "Yo, wow."
Yeah, I was shocked. I'm not gonna lie, because it is a very vanilla. It is vanilla as shit up in my household. So I was shocked, shocked. That's why I said no. Y'all doing really
people's
are.
Work,
like really actively doing the people's.
Yeah, because like you're saying, I think it's men in general, but Black men in particular. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you're talking about things and kinks that people are into. Like, people don't normally talk about that. Like, that's so hush-hush. Mm-hmm. Or like,
right.
Well, I'm not talking about that because I don't want somebody to judge me. But like, everyone's into something when it comes to sex. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Right. For sure.
Exactly.
That's something that, because you, right, like you said, you were, you know, your early 20s and you kind of were the same, this experienced person. Mm-hmm. Is it something that you've learned from the show that you didn't necessarily know or explore before?
Not from the show, but I definitely learned how to eat pussy better because of the show. Okay. And just having so many different people come on and like all the different types of advice I've gotten. Because one thing I like to say, like for the show, is that Tahoe is like more experienced and I'm more comfortable. And when we bring that together, it's like this learning experience that is so amazing between both of us that I've learned from him, he's learned from me, and all our listeners have learned from whatever. And then our listeners would chime in and give us advice and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. So I've learned how to eat pussy better and realized that the clit is like way more sensitive than I may have even thought. And like the different strokes and ways that I can eat pussy so that it could be more pleasurable. And it's not until I started the show that since I've been eating pussy now, I've had more women orgasm just last year from eating a girl out than I've ever had it, like, my whole life.
In your life?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
The proof is in the pudding, literally. Right.
Yeah.
Can't say I've ever done that one before. But...
Me either, so.
I'm the only one here.
Yeah, you're the only one. Yeah. Right. I'm going to speak for G too. Yeah. But I think you got a connection issue. But yeah, you're the only one. So you mm-hmm. definitely, like, well,
keep doing the work.
Yeah. I think the one thing, another thing that I really love about our show is like, it's not only just, I guess, cisgendered males that are coming on. So we'll have gay men come on, trans women come on. I want to have a trans man come on. We haven't had that yet. We've had a friend of mine, George Johnson. He's non-binary. So he's come on and we had like a whole pronoun conversation, which is, I will admit, confusing, but progressive.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, and one of our, what is it called, monikers or whatever, that I like to have with the show is that, yeah, we talk about sex, we talk about love, and we talk about relationships, but we also talk about accountability. So we've had accountability conversations, and we always try to cover like those four bases in like every episode. So it's just a lot that really goes into it on top of the OnlyFans and everything like that. But everybody, I think a big reason why everybody loves us is we're not just coming in and talking about dick slinging.
Right.
We're going into detail. We're having a bigger conversation around whatever it is, whether it's like pussy isn't a gift or how can you identify and what is coercion? Coercing.
Yeah. I think especially accountability. One, I feel like it's that mm-hmm. normalized. There's probably a few more buzzwords that have mm-hmm. become wildly popular over the past 2 years. I don't think yeah. anybody was probably talking about accountability in like 2015 or something like mm-hmm. that. Or I mean, you knew what it looked like. The word has always been the word, but right, people yeah. are more cognizant of it now, I think. So I love that. And you have to like be able to have these conversations in order to also know what that looks like and see mm-hmm. what that looks like. So this is like fake therapy, kind of what y'all doing also.
Yeah.
It is.
Open up these Black men's minds, please.
Mm-hmm. Please, like, Lord.
Yeah, let them be like, Lord, let them be comfortable. Let them be explorative. Like, mm-hmm. let them do all these things.
Let them be better lovers. I love it.
Just let them be better.
Right. Because you have a great community. You and the person that you're with too, like,
mm-hmm.
and just how to explore.
Yeah. And then you've come to find, which is like the great thing about podcasting, is that when so many people hear your voice, they realize that, oh, I'm not the only one that thinks this way, or I'm not the only one that feels this way. So even with me, I'm as comfortable as I am, I'm even getting more comfortable and exploring even more, because I have more people that hit me up and they'll be like, yo, I feel you on that one. I know exactly how you feel. Or I have people like, yo, they can't relate, but they can still understand. So now it's like, I'll be more comfortable with like wearing crop tops now than just.
Oh my God.
You love a dude in a crop top.
Y'all in crop top season, child.
Yeah, man. Crop top season is always around.
So on dudes, I love. Yes.
Let me
that is only for niggas that work out. Let's be
right.
Clear.
Literally, like, let me do some more crunches so I can get crap.
Yeah. Yeah. That is only that mm-hmm. just like it's only for I mean it's not only for women, but like I do not want to be out here with no goddamn fupa and a crop top. They are not kind to me. I'm not part of the crop mm-hmm. top community.
I need a nice little V cut. Like, let me get on that.
Yeah. I definitely definitely did some push-ups and some crunches before I threw that crop top on.
Before you put it on. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
But so it makes me feel.
You said what?
Oh no, I was gonna say it just makes me feel more comfortable. And then now when I post, like before when I was like, I don't know if I really want to wear a crop top yet. Like, I don't know if I'm that comfortable as masculine as I am. And mm-hmm. then when I was like, fuck it, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Yeah, and then I do it. I post it, and the comments are just like so supportive. It makes you feel. It makes you feel good. So same way, like when Black men
from the girls.
From the girls and the guys,
yeah,
they're just like, yo, that's my guy, like, yo, you, yeah. yo, bring crop top back, bro. Like, we'll get comments from both.
I love it,
yeah. And then that's what I don't want to speak for everyone, but for Black men, I feel like that's what we need, because anytime mm-hmm. we come, when Black men especially talk about anything like sexual, there's always some like critique, because whether it's like fear from anybody else or anybody, a lack of understanding from people that are critiquing you, they always shy away from doing certain things because of that criticism. So when you have people that are telling you like, yo bro, it's okay to have a girl eat your ass, like it's not gonna do anything to you, if you like it, go for it. So we love that we're creating like this community of support in all these different aspects, and like I said before, it's going to trickle down to them being a better partner, more understanding, and it's going to help the ladies in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why eating ass is so taboo.
I don't know why either.
Yeah.
People need to get over that
as
one.
Long as
I mean,
you
I think a lot of men with just ass play in general.
Yeah,
it's just that whole, you know, like it's like, oh, it's not like it's not gay. Like,
right.
It's,
like your mm-hmm. asshole does not make you gay.
Exactly,
it does not.
Exactly.
It does not, yeah, at all. Like everybody got one. Everybody got one. Like
I do love the progress we're making though, where things are slowly but surely, but things are becoming better, because I was doing it since like I was in high school. So now that everybody
is in high school,
a pioneer.
A pioneer, right?
He continuously shows us that he's very early.
Ahead of the curve.
He
does not ride the wave. Y'all,
he's the wave.
Yes, literally.
Exactly. So when everybody started doing it, I was like, oh, well, look at this.
I've been doing this since 10th grade.
Exactly.
Good job.
I felt like Soulja Boy in the Breakfast Club interview. He was like, they stole my whole flow. Oh, like, my God. I've been doing this.
Oh my God. Yeah. He was like, Kim, we've been here. Like, right? What? Mm-hmm. Been here. I cannot. Oh my God. Man. Well, yeah. Y'all just keep it up. Keep it on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna switch gears a little bit. We had a segment on a show. I feel like we haven't done it in a while. But we had a segment on the show that were called Tweets Are Watching. And the tweet from you, unsex related, and you had asked, like, why can't women get along? And then, and you know, I think
that's not the giggling.
Right, exactly. Responded. And we kind of, even last week, we just touched on, not necessarily like why women can't get along, but just more so, like, for us, at least, like, that's not like G nor I's experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like I do not fall, like I don't fall out with friends when I was 16. Like I've never been on vacation with a group of bitches and left the vacation and y'all don't like each
never.
Other.
Never. I don't even know what that life is like.
Yeah, and I didn't know that was
vacation
like a thing.
With so many different girls. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, so I didn't know that was a groups. Thing until like a Cas Facts post. And I was like, huh? There's a lot of things that I didn't know were real life until Cas Facts post actually. Yeah, and like I said, that's just not my experience. It's not my experience with my group of women and even like the extensions of their friend groups. Mm-hmm. And Twitter and everything, I feel like, will make shit seem like bitches is just always arguing and can't get along. And I'm like, and I was like, that is not the case. And look, and this was an opportunity. I feel like, you know how you'd be like, that's women's business. Y'all got to stay out of women's business and shit like that. But like, we are inviting you into women's business. Why don't you think people can't get along? Women can't get along.
So actually, to like clarify that tweet, because I saw the direction when you responded to it. I was like, oh, I see the direction that you took the tweet. And to clarify, the way I meant it wasn't that why can't women get along, but if women can't get along, what is the reason? If that makes sense.
That women can't get along.
Yeah. So it's just like, is it envy?
Is the underlying issue?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, if you two women can't get along, what is the reason why y'all can't get along? So that's like how I was asking it. But
got it. Okay.
Yeah. why can't women get along? I feel like jealousy is like the big reason for the cattiness. Is that what you're asking? That's what you're asking me?
I think, or just like, what do you think? Like when you asked it, like, did you get any responses that you were like,
actually did.
So what were like, yeah, some of those responses?
Envy was the jealousy and envy was one. Somebody actually also said men, because it's always men's fault some way or another.
It's always men's fault.
Yeah. Okay. But which is, I feel like that's a real reason.
Yeah.
Either it being like a mix of the envy for something, for some chick that has a man that another girl wants, or men not being truly honest and playing both sides with women. So now it makes you upset or mad at another girl when it didn't have to be that. What was another one? Envy, men, the fakeness. So just women just like being fake with each other. I think that was it. I think that was more so like the three strong reasons of why like women weren't like getting along, or why like they failed to strive in an all women's app that Twitter was talking about, which I think is hilarious.
Wait, an all women's app?
Yeah. Like this one girl tweeted like, oh, we need to have like an all women's app. And then that's when like right after she said that, like the Chloe thing came out where the girl was criticizing her for like dancing around in her panties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and stuff like that. And it was just like, okay. Wow, yeah, like,
oh, I don't know if I really want mean. All that. I don't know if I want an all women's app. I don't know if I'd be subscribing till that, but
I would not subscribe.
You need a little bit of balance. You know what? As you were saying all that, and I did not think about this before, but as you were saying all that, I'm even gonna throw out fear in there, because all of those things I kind of feel like fall under this umbrella of fear, right? It's the fear of the unknown. And I think this is also commonplace for relationships in general. I'm not even going to say just women. Fear of the unknown, because you can't control another person and their actions, and if they leave, if they stay, or mm-hmm. fear of, you know, inadequacy. It could be fear of like, I don't know myself enough. So because I don't know myself, what I'm projecting now onto you of certain things that I think. Yeah, I'm actually going to go with fear. And I hate that for us because I want women to just do so much better and be better. Like, so much more supreme than men. And I just need us to like tap into that and like really walk in that light. I really hate to see women fight. I truly honestly do. I hate it.
Same.
Agreed.
And outside of reality TV.
Yeah.
I need good TV.
And I think even maybe insecurity might play a good part in that too. That really affects like women's relationships with each other. I think women are, I don't know if I should say better, but they're more open to like being emotional. So they show like the insecurities more, whereas men will just hide and try to like man up and not really like put it out there. But women, they show and they express that and it comes out. So when they have like these insecurities, it'll come out in like the jealousy and the envy and the fear and the fakeness and stuff like that. Like where you'll see like women have insecurities about themselves. So like they're mean to like the cute girl and different stuff like that. So I understand it's hard. It's hard for women and women interactions. But yeah, I do want women to like, I do hate seeing women fight, and I would love for them to have an all women app, like an all women's gym, like things where they can just be in a space solely with just them. And even if they want to argue,
if Joyce Leslie was an all women's gym, I don't know if they're still around. There was one on Sixth Avenue too. There was one. Well, you know who else? What were the words? It was like fear, insecurity, jealousy. You know who else exhibited those? My good girl Marie. From Marie and Malcolm, came out on Netflix last week.
Yes,
y'all can't. Chef's kiss.
Oh, it was like, great!
Yeah,
it was so amazing. Didi has not seen it.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna watch it because you know what? We gotta talk more about it.
Yeah, we're gonna table it for our Patreon, but like, yeah, I think a lot of people were just like, it was exhausting. It was, you know, like watching two people fight. It was like being a friend in a room and just watching your friends fight over something. It was awkward at times.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, I'm Marie, so I wasn't, but yeah. it definitely, I'm not gonna lie. It really was like watching a little bit of myself on screen, and I was like, oh shit, like, I have to go back and rewatch it so I can like learn some other things. Yeah. I definitely rewatched certain scenes of the movie, but yeah, it was real triggering for me.
I mean, it was triggering for everybody.
Yeah. Because
there are just parts that like resonate with you.
Yeah.
Like in different parts of it. Like one thing that really stood out, I actually had to screenshot this because it was so fire to me, is when she said, I feel like once you know someone's there for you and once you know they love you, they actually... You never actually think of them again.
Yep. Until you're about to lose them.
You're about to lose them. And that shit is so real for me, especially because you kind of start taking things for granted, like once it becomes normal for you.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, even like the quarantine and everything right now, like everything, all the things that we had before that aren't as easily accessible to us.
Yeah.
We're like earning for them so bad, and it's like we never really realized like how much we actually loved and cared for those things. And now it goes into in the movie what is it, Malcolm and Marie?
Yes.
Yeah, Malcolm and Marie, like it's shown that he not sorry Didi not to put any spoiler no, but it's shown fine. That
Twitter has given me all the spoilers.
It's not even spoilers because I feel like because it's just more so conversation anyway. Right. You're literally not missing anything.
So it's shown that like she's been there from the beginning, even before the movie even started. Like she was there for so long that when it came to this one moment for him just to like give her a shout out, like he overlooked it.
Yeah.
And it's because
Twitter told me what happened.
Right.
Well, bro, I definitely tweeted that. Like this, he wrote a whole, like you wrote a whole ass movie about our life. And then you don't even tell me, thank you. Oh, hell nah.
Yeah.
But it's really the little things. And those are the things also that people completely overlook. Like, like you said, you're mm-hmm. in these relationships for so long, you tend to take people for granted. And it's like, yo, I just want to be you. I always, it's like this meme, and it's like this, I don't know, Asian woman or something. And she's like, I just want to be appreciated. Like, literally, I'd be like, that's it. It is so simple. Like, I don't think people, especially in relationships, because it's like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. And it's like, no, I like, I still want to hear thank you. Like, I still want to be listen, we're going to go down a whole rabbit hole. So we are going to save this for the Patreon. That will be amazing.
Yeah, we're going to deep dive. We're going to talk about what the Zodiac is of them.
Yeah, we're going to take it
scene by scene. Yeah.
We are going to table that.
I am definitely a thank you person. Like, you have to say, you have to just use your words. Like, thank you is one that you should always use.
Mm-hmm. And even away from the movie itself, I think that especially with men, that we use I love you so much as like a general statement to cover like all aspects. Everything. That we mm-hmm. don't use mm-hmm. the specific words that we should, like thank you, I appreciate you, I enjoy you, like mm-hmm. all these other words that can mean specifically so much more. Like, we just use an umbrella statement of I love you.
He definitely, you know what, I never thought about that, and he did that.
When Gigi told me to watch, I really watched. I really paid attention.
You gonna come back? All right, Orlando, come back for the Patreon.
Yes, we gotta have Orlando.
You come back for the Patreon because
let me pull out my notepad when I'm watching.
I literally just almost flung this laptop. Like,
that was good, right? That was a bar right there.
I literally almost flung this motherfucking laptop. Like, because like, mm-hmm. and I never knew that I was like a person that needs to hear like thank you, I appreciate mm-hmm. you, like just other than like I love you.
Ain't that ain't enough.
Right. It's like, duh, nigga, okay, you love pizza, shit, like, mm-hmm. but you don't appreciate it. Like,
you ain't saying thank you to the pizza, nigga.
Right, you ain't saying thank you to the pizza, though. Exactly. Like, the pizza that I made, that's why I love,
or the mac and cheese.
You saw how my good sis bought it all the way back. She bought it around to, like, the mac and cheese I made.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's show, and that's what I love. Sorry, all right, last one, very very last one.
That's
what I love about the movie, because as you saw in the ending part when he was like I love you, and she was, and then it was still no reaction until she was still upset, obviously, and no reaction until she laid down, and I think he said something that it wasn't I love you anymore, but he said something else, and then she turned off the light and he was finally like thank you or I appreciate you or something like that. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then they were able to progress to end scene, like,
because them hamster wheel arguments, baby.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Table for Patreon.
Yeah, it's a great movie to pay attention to.
It's such a good movie.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Please watch if you have not.
Yeah, watch it so you can watch the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. And watch the Patreon. Yes,
we have a listener letter. Did somebody else want to read it?
Yeah, I'm like, this is Gigi, the best reader on here.
Not the best reader. It's given. Hey, yo, I'm being
only because I be reading to my toddler every day, so we practice reading.
Oh, that's fair.
Is it giving reading under your finger?
it's given. Okay. All right. We got a listener letter. Hey, y'all. I'm BB. Hey, BB.
What's up, BB?
What's up, girl? A longtime listener of the show, but this is my first time writing in. Well, thank you. You guys have served. Jesse
want to read the letter. Like,
Jesse want to read the letter. Sorry.
She's like, is this your time?
She's been doing a good time the whole time. Now, okay. You guys have served as something like voices of big sisters to me, and I need a bit of advice regarding friendship. I recently moved to Charlotte from Ohio. Shout out to Gigi, one of my favorite Midwest shawties. Hey girl, yes, yes, yes. And I'm having a bit of a challenge finding and making friends within the city. I know all three of you aren't from NYC or LA in Gigi's case, but seem to have found genuine friendships. I turned 30 last month, and I found that a lot of people aren't open to new friendships as they become older. We are still in a Panda Express, and it's looking like we won't be getting out anytime soon.
What would you suggest? Appreciate the feedback. I do just want to say that I've been calling it a Panda Express since we read that letter the other day. I've been calling it. Shout out to you, BB, because I have been calling it the Panda Express.
That's a good one. I gotta add that to my vernacular.
Definitely.
Yeah, it has to be added.
The Panda Express.
The Panda Express.
But this is a tough one because I think even me personally, like, and thank you, BB, for bringing this up. I think the Panda Express just brings up these new situations around like how to connect with people that we couldn't do before, because we could have easily said, oh girl, go to this, you know, go to the bar, go to the happy hour, go hang out. Like, you literally can't really hang out, and then if you do hang out, it's with a bubble of certain people that you trust, that you know where they've been. So I've been struggling with this too, because I live in Harlem. All of my friends in New York are in Brooklyn, so like I literally have like one friend up here, and so I often too ask myself, like, what's the best way to kind of like meet people and like really have this connection? And I think really in the Panda Express, it's all online, unfortunately.
Did he try to find new friends just in Harlem? Sorry. I'm like,
no, but I mean, it's always, no, but it's always been a thing. Like, y'all are like a fucking hour away, bro. Like, literally.
Yeah, like, nigga, you like drive. Like, I drive, you get in like, the car and come to Brooklyn.
But why I gotta get in the car? Why I gotta do all of that?
Because you can't go outside.
You got that. But in Dee Dee's defense, parking is horrendous in Harlem.
What? Yes. That car's not even moving until next week.
The Uber, $65.
Oh my God. No, okay. So no,
MTA
I get that.
MTA sucks as usual.
You said what?
I was like, MTA sucks as usual.
Exactly. Yeah. As usual.
I know, because I work for them.
No. Right, I have not
worked for the MTA Orlando.
I haven't been on a train. So yeah, and I think like over the summer, but yeah, I think it's tough. I think I think Tinder has a profile for meeting new friends. And I know that seems so weird, but I feel like in a new city, you almost have to be intentional about making friendships. So like if it's that, sometimes also, you know how you have like, I have friends, okay, in my head, that are people that I'm cool with on Instagram that I have never met in my life. I think if you have some of those people, like I legitimately want to meet up with these people. And I will say that there is at least like one common denominator of a person, right? So like say it's an extension of somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, like those type of people, I think you kind of have to like be a little bit more intentful like with that. So you can reach out to them, or you have like those friends and you meet up. Or when I first moved to New York, I didn't know a lot of people. And so I remember the same thing. I would ask my friend, like some of my friends would literally say like, oh, I know somebody that just moved up there as well. I'm going to connect y'all. And I ended up, I remember the first person was from Baltimore. One of the first people that I met, she was from Baltimore, and she lived around the corner from me. We literally like walked. This was Stacy actually. And we met just like, yeah, she didn't know anybody. And you have to kind of reach out to also your circle of people that may know other people in this new city that you live.
That's a good tip.
That's a good one.
To try to like find those friends. So it is a little bit
like
more
their family or something. Like I have a cousin that lives there or something.
Yeah, a cousin, and be like, hey, do you know? You know, like, do you know anybody that lives here? I just moved here. Yeah, and then like I said, once you, I feel like there's one between Black people that read. There's one degree of separation. Like, BB, we probably know each other
between Black people that read.
It's one degree. It's one degree of separation. That, like I said, that you can, even if you guys, you like look on somebody's page, you see like common people in mind. Like I legit have combos with people that I have never met in my life on my Instagram pages over like stories, because you can tell people that have like the same type of humor as you or like the same thing as you. So that type of stuff. And you just kind of, you got to like shoot your shot as if you were like dating. Yeah. Like, hey girl,
put
or guy.
Out
like,
there.
Yeah, like you want to meet. And then even depending on what city you are in, if it is a little bit more open, like I'm the queen of sitting someplace by myself. Like when I went to Atlanta, was that last month? I did not realize how much I missed going to a bar, having a cocktail, and having dinner by myself. Like
that was literally like one of my favorite pastimes. It still is.
I did not know I liked to do it as much as I like to do it. And like that, but I feel like you got to do it as a bar. I definitely went to dinner in Jersey by myself a few months ago. Everybody was looking at me crazy. I'm like, because I was at a Four Top though. I was at a Four Top.
Not you, not taking up space at a fourth time.
Yeah, and I'm like, y'all could just go to the bar. And there wasn't any space. I was like, fuck it, I want my bonefish. Okay. Right.
I heard that.
But like sitting at a bar, I think, you know, like a bar, yeah, you know, that's a little bit easier to sometimes.
And it says she's in Charlotte now. So
Charlotte's a little bit more open.
Yeah. And they got a cute restaurant scene in Charlotte too.
Yeah, no, I'm dead ass. Like when I get older, I would move to Charlotte. Charlotte is one of the places that I would move to. And specifically with Charlotte, there are so many transplants. So I feel like there's a bunch of people that mm-hmm. are looking for that. Like I've, matter of fact, yeah, I'm gonna be crazy as shit. I had a friend that moved to Charlotte too.
Just Craig. About to say, wait, who?
Craig. You be crazy as shit. So Craig moved to Charlotte. But stuff like that, and then you meet one, and then you meet one, right. And then girl, it'll come. You just move, and it's a panty. Like it'll come, and it'll come naturally.
Because in your defense, I'm still in a new city, and even though there are people that I know here, it's like it's not my real circle, nice, but it wasn't like my New York City circle. So for me, it still is also like difficult, you know, trying to meet people, but it'll be okay.
Yeah, the Panda Express will be over one day, and things will be a little different.
Yeah, one day. So shout out to you, BB. Thank you, sis. Yeah. And then, as we said, this is the last week for our Valentine's Day giveaway. So let's see if y'all can top this story. So this is, you know, y'all got to submit a story to win the gift bag, or what we calling it. I keep calling it
sex box.
It's sex box, or to win the box.
To win a box. We're sponsoring your Valentine's Day weekend. You don't have to be in a relationship.
You don't have to be in a relationship. Yes. So this is one of the, we just giving you a little dab of a little taste. So a few years ago, I was going through a divorce and realized I would be home alone without a Valentine's date. What is a girl to do? So I visited Love Park in Philly with a side of vitamin D lined up. I got there hooked up with a male friend. I got there hooked up with a male friend. Then we were out on the town. A mutual friend hit me to see if he could see me. Another option. So I decided to find a way to ditch my male companion. I heard that, sis. Unbeknownst to me, that second hookup would involve two parties. You only live once, right? All was good in the hood until my first male friend found out about my sexual escapades.
Ooh.
He was crushed and thought I was better than that. I'm not better than that.
He need to explore a little bit more.
Right, exactly.
He need to listen to Hard or Soft podcast.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
It is what it is, and I guess I gave Busted a whole new meaning that weekend. I flew back to Texas feeling like I did what I needed to do for me. Besides, I flew myself out and was single, so who's gonna check me? Not the Jilly from Philly, but close to Erica Badu.
I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do, if you fly yourself out, exactly, you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
For me. Emphasis.
Whether it's the other party, not like, I don't like that. Like,
yeah, don't be like frowning your nose.
You did not fly her.
Yes.
And then tried to be judgy.
Right. The if nerve. You fly me, then like, yeah, then like, I'm here. I'm in yours, I'm here for the for weekend, you. But you didn't. Like,
I miss getting flown out.
Me too.
I'm sitting on a fly out. Because the thing is like, do I really want to be in the house with you for a whole weekend? Like, I don't know about that. Although this is Atlanta, so we would probably be out, but I also don't know that I really want to like give you all of my time like that. Like,
yeah, my best flyout was I saw him for 2 hours. It was the best weekend I ever had.
Oh, I remember that flyout. Yeah,
it was the bad hook. I was calling my homegirls like, can we go to dinner? Like, I had every breakfast, lunch, dinner, and was like, I was eating like octopus for breakfast. I was like, charge it to the room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have an omelet too. Yeah,
my secret.
I had the best weekend. I was like, what a great week. I saw him for 2 whole hours.
Beautiful. Like, I think my secret for like being flown out is not staying with the person when I get flown out. So I would like stay by a friend and I'll be like, oh, you know, I want to spend some time with my friends and family while I'm here. So
they flying you out and you staying somewhere else? That's I feel like with the girls, the rules are a little bit different.
like, bitch, you are staying here.
You're staying here.
And you're not leaving my site.
You're not leaving my site.
Not for me.
I paid for you to be here.
I'm paying for you to be here.
That's right, exactly. Here. So it's like,
here.
I'm a prisoner.
I'm similar to TT. I got flown out. I stayed by a friend, and then I linked up with her. We chilled. We talked. We had sex, and then I didn't see her again. The whole time, we only saw her for like 3 hours. Yeah, she flew me out, and we chilled for a little bit.
That's what the dick kind of bad. Yeah, I was like, do you want to go to dinner? Like, I felt
I'm trying to be a good flyout participant here.
Right?
Yeah, I will never forget. I was like, I'm at this club. Should you want to come? Like, it's like, I was like, it's not that far, so you can come. That's funny. That's crazy. Oh, that's funny. I'm dead.
But that's yeah.
In my defense, she was married, so I couldn't really stay with her too long.
Oh, that makes okay. See, you should live with that.
Yeah, gotta That's leave why. With that. Yeah, at least these single flyouts. No, yeah. You prisoner.
Why am I falling? Because it's definitely getting prisoner.
Definitely.
Oh my god. Mm. Oh my god. Yeah, those are like not the days, but they were fun.
Yeah.
I remember I had someone's credit card linked to my Uber and used to be trying to like slip through and like get Uber. This was like 5 years ago. And would try to like just, and I would just be ordering Ubers. I remember one day that shit was like decline. I was like, oh god damn it. Fuck me. And because he was always gone. Like every time I stayed, it was just like he was never there. So anywho, Orlando, what would you tell your younger self?
Oh, you're doing an amazing job. Keep going. And
you're doing great, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetheart. Yeah. No, I get asked that all the time, and I really look back, and I would definitely tell myself you're doing great. And other than that, I would say try things at an earlier age, as soon as you can. A lot of the things that I'm doing now, they've always been like ideas in my head, and now that I'm finally like implementing them and really realizing like how well they're going, and I felt like I should have tried it earlier, but you know, all things happen at the right time, so here I am now, and regardless of whatever age I tried them, I feel like I'm doing really good, and I'm going at a really good pace. But I used to doubt myself and think that I couldn't do certain things, or I wouldn't be accomplished at it, so I never like put the effort towards it. And now that I am trying it, it's just like, oh, sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. So I would say you're Love doing it. great, but or I would say you're doing great, and whenever you want to try something, just go for it.
Ride the wave, don't be the wave.
Exactly.
Ride the wave. And what do you know for sure?
I know for sure that give me 1 second, because I like this question. I've heard y'all ask this question before, and I was like, when I come up, I'm gonna make sure I get this right. I know for sure that you are your only limitation.
Mm-hmm. That's facts. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I knew I had it somewhere. But and it's true, because it's like if you don't put a limit on yourself and you put that effort towards whatever you want to do with no limitations or with no ceiling, then you can go as far as whatever effort you put towards it.
Yeah.
And your effort is going to change depending on how limited you feel like your scope is. So if you feel like you can be the CEO, the work ethic you put behind it is going to project you towards that. But if you feel like you can only go as far as, you know, just one promotion above, your work ethic is going to show in that and effort is going to show to reflect that also. So you are your own limitations.
You know what that reminded me of? You know when people that used to be like, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. I'm like, bitch, I'm not wearing a suit though. Like, I ain't never worn a suit in my life. I am never wearing a suit at all. But no, but I think the intention and the energy behind it is way more important than the like you know, of the wear. But I think if you are in the type of role though that you need a suit, then you might want to put on a suit. It's just it just differs for each person. But yeah, you definitely have to have that, like you said, the work ethic to be able to balance that. So.
I mean, metaphorically, it makes sense just for the job you want, not the job you have, because you're dressing up with your work ethic.
Come on, I was like,
I bet literally close.
Yeah, I know, right? No, everybody does take literally, but if you, you know, switch your scope or how you think about it to metaphorically, it could be that. that's actually what it is.
That's true. That's very, very true. Orlando, it has been such a pleasure. Can't wait for you to come back.
So great.
Where can people find you and the podcast?
You can find me Instagram, on Twitter, asking questions like, why do women hate each other? I'm just joking. But you can find me at Dear Orlando Roy. You can listen to the podcast anywhere you listen to a podcast. That's, and it's Hard or Soft Pod. Join our Patreon, and it's patreon.com/hardorsoft. And if you want to see all our adult content that we record live during the show, from women squirting on plants, us using different toys.
Are they dying now?
No, they're alive now. The plants are good now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're doing better than they were before.
Yeah, we have different interesting guests come on. This one lady named Sexual Essentials, she came on and she basically taught us about the clit. And this is the first time I ever realized like how big the clit actually is. It's not just that dot, but it goes throughout your whole vagina, and how arousing the clit and getting a woman off really helps before you have intercourse, not sex, but before you have intercourse, really helps the man out himself. So she basically showed us how to use a toy on her and how to basically stimulate the clit, because a lot of men think that you can be kind of rough on it or you just not hitting the right areas. We had a participant come on the show, and she used the toy on her vagina while we live recorded. So if you want to see all these amazing things, that's just crazy. So if you want to see all these amazing things, learn so much more, you can sign up to onlyfans.com/hardorsoft, where we're the first podcast with OnlyFans. Yeah. And Instagram and Twitter, hardorsoft pod.
I love
pioneers.
It.
We
look
love
at y'all
it.
Being the first during Black History Month.
Right?
Oh, yes.
We love y'all. We really do. We love y'all.
Hope to go down the history books.
I'm sure it will.
I'm like, it is. I'm sure it already has.
A woman supporting on plants? Yeah, listen,
it's getting sea moss for the plants. Like, it's getting all the nutrients. Definitely getting sea moss for the plants.
The quote at the top of the plants? Did she stand over top of the plants?
No, she laid down on the bed and we put the plant, and she...
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let me sign up for the OnlyFans.
Like a rainbow.
Okay.
Yeah. And some of my content is still on there. So if you really want to learn how to use male sex toys and see me using male sex toys in the nude, then you can find me on OnlyFans.
Y'all got everything one would need, especially for Panda Express.
How much y'all OnlyFans is subscriptions?
Oh, it's just a low rate of $10 a month.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, between the three of y'all, it's like $3 each.
Not between the three of us. We share the password. I'm dead.
So you give me what was the password too?
Right. Exactly. You can imagine in a chat like, Alyssa, what's the password again?
Literally, it's gonna be what it is.
Yeah,
definitely, it's definitely for sure gonna be given that. Right. I can't wait to check this out.
Me either. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didi, we need you as a guest on the podcast. Having me beg.
You know, I've been running because I don't think my sex life is that interesting to talk about. But
doesn't have to be.
It probably is.
I think you guys tried. Y'all got to get Savoy on there.
Oh, I asked Savoy.
Yeah, I mean, virtually.
Yeah, you got to get Savoy. Yeah. Y'all have. Oh my God, that's gonna be great.
He's insane. Like insane. My child is insane. Aiden, he's insane.
Yeah. I want Savoy to come on, but he's quarantining and respecting the guidelines of.
Oh, you guys do everything in person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The energy is just different with that kind of conversation when it's in person.
Fair.
True. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought you guys did it virtual. So. Okay. Well, more to come, obviously.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Or pun intended.
I want to be on hard or soft. Let me come to New York.
Right? Oh, Gigi, wait, you're still in LA?
Yeah, I'm here.
I should have came and saw you when I was out there.
You should have.
That was my fault. I dropped the ball.
It's okay. Next time.
Next time.
So the quote of the day is, you confront all you want, but the universe responds to the real you, not who you pretend to be. So that kind of goes with what you were saying. You got to match the effort with who you want to be and just be your true, authentic self. Don't try to be somebody else.
No.
Mm-hmm. Can't. Be like Orlando. Be a pioneer.
Be a pioneer. Literally.
Be the first in your space.
Be in the 10th grade. Being that explorative.
Being a 10th grade eating ass, okay?
If you want to just get straight to it.
Right, straight to the point. I'm dead. All right, y'all. Wow. Bye.